In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, good day. It's Father Tom. We do this broadcast live. I bet everyone who is a Christian would agree with me that Jesus didn't speak words just to speak words. He is the Word of God made flesh. But when Jesus spoke something, he spoke it into existence. He said, "Be healed," and the guy was healed. He said to the leper, "Be cleansed," and the leper was cleansed. Well, one day, the disciples of our Lord Jesus came to him, and they asked him a question. "Will you not teach us to pray as John the Baptist taught his disciples to pray? Teach us to pray as John the Baptist taught his disciples to pray." And so Jesus said, "When you pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done." Amen. No, he didn't say that. He didn't say that. That's the way people pray. Every phrase of the Our Father, every word of the Our Father that he gave us, he wants to live. He wants it to be. They asked Jesus, "Teach us to pray." And he said, "When you pray Abba, Daddy. Abba, Father." Which means that I am a son of God, a child of God, because I call God Daddy, Abba. The biggest problem in the priesthood and also in Christianity is that priests don't know who they are in Christ. People don't know who they are in Christ. Our first experience should be that of sonship. Jesus was in the Jordan River, and the Father said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." Jesus speaks to us, "In him I am the beloved Son of the Father." You are the beloved child, son, daughter of the Father. Just in those two words, Our Father, Abba, Daddy, Father. And I'm going to tell you, we live in a fatherless generation. We live in a fatherless generation. Because the most important thing is not the mother, but the father. And that's real. The mother will probably, 9 chances out of 10, maybe 99 out of 100, will nurture their children. But the father is called to be the man of God in the house, the man of God chosen by God himself. And I'm going to tell you, the way the father goes, that's the way the family goes. We go to church and we see mostly women. Where are the fathers? Where are the fathers? And I'm going to tell you, fathers are not fathers because they've not been fathered themselves. Let me tell you about me. I had a good father, but my father, his father died when he was a baby. So my father had no father. So he doesn't know how to father his children. Doesn't mean that he's bad. It means that there was something lacking in his life. He didn't know how to get it fixed. So he did the best that he could. Father became the provider. And that's one of the jobs of the Father, to be the provider. But it's not the only job of the Father. The job of the Father, the vocation of the Father, is to be Father and to reflect the love of God, the love of Jesus, the glory of God shining on the face of Jesus. So I'm not blaming my father because he had no father, which means I wasn't fathered. Which means if I wasn't fathered, I better be fathered now. Allow the Father to father me, the Father in heaven. And what does he call me? He calls me his son. His son. There is an identity crisis in priests. They do not know who they are in Christ. I take any bishop, okay? You can call them by name. Makes no difference. They have no idea who they are. They have the fullness of the priesthood. They should be doing signs and wonders and miracles. They have the fullness of the priesthood. Every bishop has the fullness of the priesthood. They represent Christ in their diocese. Therefore, they should be doing what Jesus did. But there is an identity crisis with bishops. They get busy with the material money of the diocese. They get busy with going here and going there, but they never find out who they are in Christ. In Christ, man of God, they represent Jesus. They are called to do the same things that Jesus did. Same with Christians. Fathers us to know the Father and to know the Sonship in Christ. And we are called to do the same things Jesus did. But you know what? We have no idea. Abba, Father, holy is your name. Then the next part. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Was Jesus out of his mind when he said those words? He meant them. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I'm not even saying on the earth, I'm saying in the church. Is the church, the place where we meet, is the church more like heaven than it is like earth? We pray that the kingdom would come on earth as it is in heaven. That's the vision of Jesus, and that the kingdom is in the Holy Spirit. And I tell you, where is there a place where the kingdom has come on earth as it is in heaven? Oh, we utter those words, but those words are real. It is God's will that the kingdom of this earth would become the kingdom of his Christ, as we sing in the Messiah, the Alleluia Messiah version. That the kingdom of this world would become the kingdom of his Christ. But where do we see that? But we'll pray the hour. Father, heart in heaven, hallowed be the name of thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we give those trespasses against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And it's impossible for that to happen without the freedom of the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit brings in the kingdom. Let me tell you that the church is not the kingdom. It is not the kingdom. It is the pregnant sign of the kingdom. That's what we're called to be. The pregnant sign of the kingdom. The church is called to be the pregnant sign of the kingdom. Is your local church, I don't care if you're Catholic or Protestant, is your local church a sign of the kingdom of God? Remember what Jesus said. If I cast out demons by the finger of God, know that the kingdom of God is upon you. Jesus broke the kingdom of darkness by casting out demons and also, most importantly, by dying on the cross and shedding his blood. And yet, many years ago, the priest was anointed to become exorcist, but they didn't know what exorcism is any more than they know that the kingdom should be coming in their parish, in my parish, on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus meant what he said and said what he meant. He just didn't speak words. And when he taught his disciples to pray, he says, Father, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And that can only happen in the power of the Holy Spirit. And how many churches know the power of the Holy Spirit? As I said, we are living in the day of Pentecost. Pentecost is what we are living in, because everything is done in the power of the Spirit. The Eucharist is done in the power of the Spirit. The Word of God is proclaimed in the power of the Spirit. Every sacrament, penance, is in the power of the Spirit. We are living in the day of Pentecost. Pentecost will be over when Jesus comes in glory. But people don't even know Pentecost. They think it's 50 days after Easter, and we all celebrate 50 days after Easter is what we celebrate Pentecost. But Pentecost is every single day, where the move of the Spirit wants to be real in every life, in every Catholic, in every Christian. But if that be so, you've got to give the Holy Spirit liberty to use you. You've got to be a flute that he plays his tune on. You've got to be a violin, even if it's squeaky, that he plays his tune on. How many in the church allow God's Holy Spirit to breathe through them, to breathe through them, to breathe through them? How many in the church allow God's Holy Spirit? You will know where the Spirit of God is. For where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. We read that today in the office of readings. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Not the law, but freedom. You know, the law came through Moses, and it was good, but grace and truth come through Jesus Christ. The law is nothing as compared to grace and truth. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Transfiguration, and we read from that second chapter, that second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, that when Moses received the law, it came with such glory that he had to cover his face because that glory was a fading glory. And then the scripture said, how much more glory should we have, because we are not under the law, but we are under grace. How much more glory should the church have? Let me tell you something. I don't usually say jokes, but this joke has a point to it. Somebody saw a whole flock of birds flying away. A whole flock of birds flying away. And they're going south because it's winter. I'm going to tell you, you want the people to fly away? Confirm them, and you'll never see them again. Confirmation is the reception of the Holy Spirit. Confirmation is the sacrament of Pentecost. Then we don't see them anymore. After they're confirmed, we don't see them anymore. They fly away. They fly away. You want to know why? Because the only thing we do is sacramentalize people. We do not evangelize people. We do not make them into disciples. Jesus did not say, go into the whole world and baptize. He did not say that. He said, go into the whole world and make disciples, baptizing the disciples in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We baptize, we confirm, but after confirmation, we don't see the people anymore. They're gone. They don't know the power of God. They don't know that the kingdom of this world should become the kingdom of His Christ. They don't know that they have a power in them that raised Jesus from the dead. The power that raised Jesus from the dead dwells within the believer. Oh, my Lord, you want to get rid of the people? Confirm them, and you'll never see them again. Isn't that sad? Isn't that sick? That is not the will of God. But that's what we see. I've been a priest 32 and a half years. And I've seen these young kids come to Mass, some of them, not even many of them, on a Sunday. I've seen it. Very few go to Mass. Yesterday, I think we had 5 young people that came to the 11 o'clock Mass. 2 of them came with their parents. We have many children on Point Shirley. They don't come to church. But even the ones that do come to church, you want to not see them again? Confirm them. And most of them you'll never see again. Most of them. That's wrong. Because we have sacramentalized people, we have not converted them. We have not evangelized them. We have not brought them to the cross. We have sacramentalized people. Let me tell you, the sacraments are not for everybody. They are for believers. The sacraments have been given to believers that we would grow in grace rather than groan in disgrace. Oh, I believe in the sacraments. But I believe that the sacraments should be given to believers, not to pagans. It would be much better for us to baptize and confirm infants than it is to confirm sophomores in high school, because they don't really care. And nothing is really said to them that's going to change their hearts. This whole experience of Jesus being the bread of life, Jesus offering himself to the Father at the altar, Jesus offering himself in the one sacrifice, and that we eat the very body and blood, soul and divinity of Christ. Let me tell you, we don't believe that. We don't believe that, because if we believed that, the churches would be overrun with people. Come on, we're going to see Jesus. We're going to receive Jesus. At Holy Rosary, we have 2 Masses, 1 at 9 and 1 at 7:30 in the evening. You know how many people come? Maybe 8 people will come. Sometimes 3. Sometimes 11. You want to know why? Because people have no idea who's on the altar. They have no idea. Because if they have an idea that this is truly Jesus and they don't come, you know, or make an effort to come, not only on Sunday, but I mean other days, if they really know this is Jesus and they don't make an effort to come, I'm telling you, there's something they're going to have to pay for. People need to be evangelized. They need to be converted. They need to hear the gospel that Christ died for their sins, the righteous one for the unrighteous, the Holy One for the sinner. And why did he die? Because he considered us to be valuable. Jesus died for you because he saw you as valuable. And he wanted to bring you into the kingdom of God. And he wants your life to be the kingdom of God coming on earth as it is in heaven. If you never meditate on anything else, meditate on those words, asking the Holy Spirit to make them real, that the kingdom would come in us as it is in heaven, that the kingdom of this earth would become the kingdom of his Christ. But you see, unless the gospel is preached, unless the gospel is proclaimed, I'm going to tell you, people don't get converted. And I'm not talking about Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I'm talking about that Christ Jesus went to the cross to die for your sins, to die for my sins, that he bled to give us a new life, that he died and rose from the dead and gives us his Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, people need to experience that in their hearts, asking Jesus to be their Lord, to be their Savior, that Jesus would come and transform hearts, because that's what his specialty is, transforming hearts. It's very sad that we as the church continue year after year after year sacramentalizing people and not evangelizing people. It's very sad. As I said, if the church was smart when she started to talk about evangelization, she would have called Billy Graham, the evangelist of the United States and of the world, to teach her how do we evangelize. He could have taught them. To evangelize is not to bring them to church. To evangelize is to get them changed. That's why we have these experiences of Curcio. It's a course in Christianity where people come to meet Jesus Christ. That should be happening in the local church. That's why we have Antioch retreats where people come to be evangelized and meet personally Jesus Christ. That should be happening at Marriage Encounter where people come and meet Jesus Christ and their life be changed. And the neo-catechumenate, that's what should be happening. People should be coming to meet Jesus Christ and their life should be changed. That's what it's all about. But what have we done? We've sacramentalized everybody. We've not evangelized anybody. Not many people have been evangelized. Therefore, pagans receive the Eucharist. Baptized pagans. And it's not their fault. It's not their fault. That's why when they hear the gospel someplace else, they say, you know what? I went to church all these years. I was an altar boy. Nothing ever happened to me. I heard Pastor so-and-so preach, and my heart burned. I'm not going to Catholic church anymore. I'm going with Pastor so-and-so. How sad. How sad. Read the 34th chapter of Ezekiel today and see what God says. Because you do not shepherd my sheep, I'm going to take them away from you and I'm going to shepherd them myself, because you cared only for yourself and not for the broken and the poor and the lonely. I'm going to take your sheep away from you and I'm going to do it myself. Well, It's happening. As the numbers fall off, it's happening. As churches close, it's happening. The Lord is saying, I am sick of you people not bringing my people to the foot of the cross where they can experience me and they could experience their sonship, that they are sons of the Eternal Father. We call him Papa. We call him Daddy. Most people don't know Jesus or the Father from a cord of wood. As a matter of fact, most Americans know Mickey Mouse more than they know Jesus. You know why? Because every American family, no matter how poor they are, want to bring their children on pilgrimage to Disney World. Isn't that sick? Isn't that sick? Disney World, Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse. That is so sick. When Jesus is Lord and we can meet him in the power of the Spirit. Holy Spirit, you're the only one that can do something. Allow us to pray, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us that grace. And Holy Spirit, raise up fathers to father their children. For the father is the priest of the family, and the way the father goes, the children go. Oh God, raise up fathers. Raise up fathers in the church that are priests, even if they've not been fathered. Raise up fathers that they would know the Heavenly Father. Pray in the name of Jesus Christ, who is the Lord of heaven and earth. I need to tell you, my friends, that you're not going to hear broadcasts like this from your pulpit, and you're not going to hear broadcasts like this on the radio from a Catholic priest. I'm one of the few Catholic priests that are on radio every day. And you know what? We are $22,000 in debt. And I really need to hear from you. I will go off the air if we do not pay our bills. It's as simple as that. I cannot go into debt. In season and out of season, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Or Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And don't wait for tomorrow, and don't think someone else is going to do it. If you want these broadcasts to continue to encourage you, please, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Abba, Father, holy is your name. Holy is the name of God. Holy and reverenced is the name. Your kingdom come, Lord, in the Holy Spirit. Your will be done, Lord, in the Holy Spirit, on earth, in our parish, as it is in heaven. O God, I say amen to the prayer that Jesus taught us. Amen. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.